I'm Andy Viano, a staff writer at the Flathead Beacon. Today is Friday, April 3rd, and this is the Beacon's daily update on the coronavirus and its impact on the Flathead Valley. On today's show, you'll hear my conversation with the person leading Flathead County's response to the coronavirus, City County Health Officer and COVID-19 Incident Commander Hillary Hansen. We'll get the latest information from Hillary on what's happening here locally and what she and her colleagues are monitoring as we in Flathead County attempt to flatten the curve and limit the amount of damage the coronavirus will do. Before we get to that, a quick reminder that today's episode and all of the Beacon's free coverage in print and online is made possible by members of the Flathead Beacon Editors Club. Members contribute as little as $5 per month, and in addition to supporting our work, get other lovely perks like one of our Glacier National Park prints or bonus episodes of our upcoming true crime podcast, Project 7. I'll have the latest updates on COVID-19 in a few minutes, but first, here's my conversation from earlier today with Hillary Hansen, the health officer at the City County Health Department. As of Friday morning, Flathead County had sent out 521 coronavirus tests, with the vast majority of them already returned as negative. But I started by asking Hillary if that was enough tests, in her mind, for the county.
We would definitely like the opportunity to do more testing. I think that that's kind of a sentiment statewide and a sentiment from the governor's office too. We've had to prioritize testing and we're following the CDC regulations on that piece. And so unfortunately, what it's not giving us is some data just really on the amount of folks in the community that may have COVID. So we really aren't getting kind of the epidemiological data we want around this, and we're hoping that that will change.
When you talk about that, is that how you would determine something like community spread? Are you able, with the amount of tests you're doing now, to say with some confidence that there isn't community spread in Flathead County?
I would not say that with confidence, no. Of those that we've investigated so far, and I want to say that this could change every day, we've been able to link it back to either a connection to a positive case or some travel. Most of it has been domestic travel. I think any day now we could find folks for which we cannot find a connection. And so I think Missoula, Yellowstone, Gallatin have all said that they have cases at this point that they can't link back to a direct connection. And so they feel like they have community spread. We don't have enough data yet for me to say that with certainty, but I would also say we don't have enough data for me to say with certainty that we don't have community spread.
Go back to testing real quick. You mentioned abiding by the CDC guidelines. If people are feeling symptoms and maybe don't fit those guidelines, so they haven't had contact with a known person with COVID-19, they haven't traveled domestically or internationally, what would you tell those people to do?
Really, what we want people to do if you're sick is to stay home and isolate yourself. And that includes isolating yourself from your family. So if you're in a home where you have an extra bedroom, an extra bathroom, ensuring you're separating yourself from the family too. There's a lot of things going on in the community. We're still seeing positive influenza tests in addition to the COVID-19 and also just kind of common cold out there too. But because we don't have the ability to test everyone at this point, we really want everyone to isolate and ensure that they're not spreading whatever they have to either their family or the rest of the community.
I know the big outbreak so far, at least according to the testing, is in Gallatin County. And I think we sort of touched on this before, but the effectiveness of the contact tracing that you've been able to do, have you gotten to test everyone that you want to test who's had contact with positive cases so far, whether those results have come back or not?
Yes. So if anyone has had contact with positive cases, they are under daily monitoring with us. And if they develop signs and symptoms, they are being tested.
Later, our conversation turned to some of the measures put in place by both the county and the state And I asked how the health department thinks Flathead County residents are doing so far at social distancing.
You know, I would say overall we're doing a pretty good job. I think we're still getting lots of reports of the places that are open because they're essential businesses, people still using them as a form of a gathering place. So whether you're meeting a friend to go grocery shopping with them or doing pieces like that. So there's definitely room for improvement. But I think people overall have been very compliant. We did put up a business complaint form on our website, and we have been able to really, we haven't received as many complaints as I thought we would get about people not following the directives, and those that we have received complaints on, a lot of it has just been calling them and educating them on what is happening. And as folks really start to understand it, they're ensuring compliance with it.
There have been, in the last couple of days, some conversations nationally about additional measures, whether it's, you know, we're suggesting that people wear face masks whenever they're out of the house. Are there additional measures that you are considering right now that could be in the offing in the next days or week or so?
So at this point in Flathead County, I'm not considering any additional measures. We are watching closely what the governor is doing, and we do have the ability, we actually have a lead local health official group that meets twice a week and discusses what's going on, and if we feel there's need for other things, we've been putting together our thoughts on that and providing those to the governor's office. I think in an ideal world, a lot of this would keep coming from the governor's office, as I think it really ensures consistency across the state and across counties. I mean, we know people within Flathead County come and go from the surrounding county. So it's really important to have that consistency. So I can't speak for what the governor's office is looking at specifically, but at this time, there's nothing further I'm looking at in Flathead County.
Finally, we looked forward and I asked how Hillary and her colleagues are mapping out the virus's progression through Flathead County and how they're tracking the effectiveness of the mitigation measures put in place so far.
We at the Emergency Operations Center are actually keeping an eye on quite a few numbers. I mean, we're looking at, of course, the number of cases, the number of hospitalizations, the number of deaths. We're also looking at utilization of the healthcare system. So how many beds do they have available? How many people are visiting or, you know, receiving primary care? Those kind of things too. And so we're really primarily keeping an eye on things like 911 calls to see if we can see this surge in what's happening in the healthcare field, because that's what we're really trying to do with flattening this curve, is ensure that we're not tapping into an overutilized healthcare field. And so I guess from our end, what I would say is know that we're keeping a daily look at all of those numbers to try to see what's happening in Flathead County. And so far, those numbers have looked okay. We are really seeing that the hospital still has beds available. We're not seeing our number of cases dramatically rise. We're still seeing 1 to 2, sometimes 3 cases a day, but we're not seeing that jump like Gallatin County started to see of 20 cases in a day. And so these are important things for us to keep an eye on. And so far, they look like we're being able to flatten this curve a little bit.
My many, many thanks to Hillary Hansen, who's had a very long and very difficult last month or so, for making herself available to join the show today. If you're looking for the latest local information and data on COVID-19, you can find it at flatheadhealth.org. Once again, that's flatheadhealth.org. Now, here's the latest on COVID-19 in Montana as of 5 p.m. on Friday, April 3rd. 21 new confirmed cases of coronavirus were announced in Montana on Friday, bringing the state's total to 262. There were 2 more cases of COVID-19 detected in Flathead County, bringing our local total to an even 20. Tiny Tool County, meanwhile, with a population of less than 5,000 people, confirmed 6 more cases of coronavirus Friday, now has 12 total, and has suffered 3 of the 5 deaths reported in Montana. Gallatin County continues to be the state's hardest hit locale and now has 101 confirmed positives. And in other news, the transfer of a large section of the Libby Superfund site from the Environmental Protection Agency to the Montana Department of Environmental Quality has been delayed by COVID-19. The transfer was supposed to have occurred on April 1st. Officials say the delay will have no impact on current operations at the site. That's all for today. As a reminder, if you're enjoying this show, please subscribe on your favorite podcast app and give us a rating or review. We'll be off this weekend, but back with a new episode on Monday. Thank you all so much for listening.